Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMCA kicks off tonight with Axtell. We're joined now by Eagles football coach, that is Eric Detweiler. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings as well. Always appreciate our sponsors making our Locker Room Chats possible each and every week. Well, for Axtell, they keep the winning streak moving along, and last week no different. They beat Chase County 46-0. Coach, just a few key takeaways from that one last week.
Yeah, you know, it's a team that we hadn't faced, ever before, so we didn't know a whole lot about them. So, you know, that always makes it interesting. But, yeah, we had to go down there and play third place. And they had weather coming in, and, you know, that game got cut short early in the second quarter. But, yeah, you know, I thought our guys played well. I thought defensively, you know, I think we held them to, like, negative 17 yards rushing. And we had four takeaways. So, yeah, you can't ask for anything more out of our defense. Our offense, obviously, we scored 46 points in a quarter and a half, did well. But, you know, we made some mistakes there. I thought that we could have probably played a little better offensively than what we did. But overall, I was pleased with our performance.
Yeah, certainly got to be pleased with the scenario. Again, it's a different kind of road trip, a team you hadn't faced before, not familiar with. And then, of course, you're dealing with the weather and such, and your team's able to still go out, play a quarter and a half, and still get the job done. Just in circumstances like that, just how nice is it as a coach and your staff to see your kids kind of handle certain circumstances like that?
Yeah, you know, you never know what every game's going to bring you, what kind of pressures and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I was pleased with the way that our kids come out and handled it. You know, there was, a little bit of hype around the game. You know, I think Chase County thought, they had some Twitter stuff out there that was kind of giving us a little motivation. So I was glad our kids lived up to the expectation and came out with all kinds of energy.
Yeah, you certainly got to enjoy to see things like that. But in terms of the defense, again, just another shutout. It just seems as good as the offense is, the defense is playing just as good or maybe even a step above.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we actually had five interceptions in the game, but one got called back because of a penalty. So we had four interceptions, and two of them were pick sixes, one by Wyatt Detweiler and the other by Brandon Smelsey. So, you know, we did a phenomenal job there, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. And then, like I said, rushing, we held them to, like, negative 17 yards in rushing. So, yeah, you can't ask for more than that. We're pretty much, you know, assignment sound, gap sound, and everybody did their part.
I'm just kind of curious, and I don't know if it's more of an individual thing, or do you guys got kind of like a team routine in terms of the preparation, like game day? You know, when you're making the trip, say it's a road trip like last week, do all the kids have, you know, certain, not superstitions, nothing like that, but just like certain routines that they do each and every week to kind of just keep everything even?
You know, we kind of keep it routine, but no, we really don't have any superstitions. We serve the kids' meals on the bus. Thank God our parents, our moms all make meals for our away game, so that always works out well. So we get about halfway there, and we serve them meals on the bus, and we get there, and then we just kind of have our normal pregame routine where, the kids get just dressed in the locker room, then we go in and talk to them, and we roll on. So, they ain't no superstition or anything like that, but, you know, we just kind of, you know, keep it as routine as possible.
Is it a group of moms that just kind of rotate each week, and do they always make something different?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, usually it's just ham or turkey sandwiches, honestly, and then they always throw in some extras, you know, the homemade cookies or that kind of stuff on the side. But, yeah, it rotates every week with a different set of three or four moms, and, you know, it works out absolutely great for us. We've been doing it for years, and like I said, you can't ask for anything better than that.
Well, I think the report card through the first 3 weeks would have to be at least in the realm of an A, you know, the way that your team has performed here through the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've only given up six points, you know, in three games, and a lot of that, I think that the first game we give up those 6 points, and that was kind of garbage time at the end. But yeah, absolutely, you know, we're playing well, but you know, we still have room for improvement. Every week we go over film on Mondays and show what, you know, we need to do to play perfect, if you can ever play a perfect game. But at least the kids know what they're doing wrong, and we can move forward from there.
And some would say it's a new season, so to speak, starting tomorrow night. District play gets going. We'll talk about Axtell's opponent after a timeout here on KMZA. We continue our conversation with Eric Detweiler, Axtell football coach, again presented by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well, making it possible each and every week to bring you this content. And, Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time. Let's talk about district play. It gets going this week. First off, it's hard to believe we're already 3 weeks in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every year it seems to go faster. We start in the summer, and I tell the kids, you know, we start our first summer workouts before you can blink. We're going to be halfway through the season, and you know, lo and behold, here we are, and And, you know, it just seems every year, like I said, it just seems to move on. You know, every week seems to go faster as you move on.
I would have to imagine you really stress it more to the seniors, knowing it's their last go-around. And you know, at least in my time, you know, in high school, boy, you just blink and then it's gone. And then you don't realize, you know, how much you're going to miss it until it's actually gone. So I would think that you kind of just maybe press it to the seniors a little bit more to just enjoy this process day by day.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, we've had other seniors come in and talk to our kids and tell them that. And you know, that's exactly what they tell them as well. The season's over before you know it, and not only football season, but basketball season, and then track season, and you're graduated. So, yeah, I mean, we press that on to them, and what kind of legacy do they want to leave behind? You know, whether it's a state championship or league title or whatever that is. So, you know, we kind of use that to have our seniors motivate the younger kids, and you know, move forward that way.
Well, let's talk about the opponent tomorrow night, District 3 and Class 8 Man D2. Obviously a familiar opponent in the Rams of Blue Valley, and they're off to a 3-0 start as well. They've had a great start here through the first few weeks, wins over Washington County. They won at Lynn also last week, shutting out KC East Christian. A Rams team fairly athletic and certainly could provide some problems.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I see they're ranked in the others now, so I don't know when the last time Blue Valley's been that way, but you know, it shows that they're you know, playing good football, and like you said, 3-0, and you know, they got a quarterback that's pretty mobile and can move around and you know, make guys miss and then throw down the field later on. So they do a good job of spreading it up. You know, they're probably 50-50 on the run pass, where some teams are you know, heavy one way or the other. So yeah, we just got to be on our toes and you know, stay assignment sound and you know, keep playing the kind of football that we've been playing the last 3 weeks.
In terms of the preparation, what do you see from this Rams team that might be not concerning, but maybe an opportunity for them to give you fits in something?
Well, you know, they play a two-man front. We haven't seen a lot of teams do that. We've seen that in week one, and actually Chase County played a little bit of that last week for us. So they play a two-man front and then try to drop six into coverage. You know, we try to throw the ball a lot, maybe more than other teams, and I think they're going to try to slow that down a little bit you know, maybe make some interceptions on us where they got so many extra guys in coverage. So, you know, maybe that way, and you know, we just have to take advantages of what they give us and you know, move forward, you know, if they want to do that two-man front on us.
All right, Coach, finally, we appreciate it as always. Just give us a few keys for this game at home tomorrow night.
Well, you know, it's homecoming for us. You know, I'd never mentioned that before, so one thing we need to do is stay focused. I know there's a lot of extracurricular activities, you know, bonfires and that kind of stuff, but you know, I tell our kids the homecoming's never going to be fun if you ended up with a loss, so you know, always want to stay motivated that way, so stay focused on that and you know, just stay assignment sound.
8-man Division II District 3 contest. Blue Valley at Axtell, battle of 3-0 teams. Of course, TVL as well, but district play gets going tomorrow night. Eagles and the Rams. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon.